Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. It's a weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express on Radio Islam International. I am Sister Amara and will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Well, let's look forward to in today's program. We're going to be actually crossing over to Fazila Malik. And Sister Fazila, who is in the travel fraternity, will be joining me online on the cooking segment, which we're going to actually commence now because the lines are a bit bad. So we thought we'll do that first. And I hear Sister Fazila is actually cooking up a storm in Azizia, and she's going to tell us more about her cooking skills as a chef for the Hujaj. Thereafter, we're going to cross over to Sister Hawa Bibi Valley. It's also in Azizia. And coming up later on in the program, the recipe segment, and I have Auntie Miriam Valley in the studio with me, and she's going to be sharing with us a butterfly chicken recipe and a milky bar soji recipe ideal for Bakri Eid. In the meantime, let's cross over to Azizia in Mecca, and let's welcome Sister Fazila Malik on the lines. Assalamu alaikum, Fazila, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to Amara and to all our sisters back home, and really missing South Africa.
And we're missing you. We were together last year in Azizia, in Medina, in Mecca, in the 5 days of Hajj, and hope it all goes well for you again this year again, inshallah, ameen.
Fazila,
I hear you're cooking up a storm in Azizia. Tell us more about it.
What do you mean, storm? Where are you guys listening to all this, eh?
Well, you sent me all the pictures that you're cooking up some lovely dishes there for the Hujaj. Tell us more about it.
Well, Mrs. Samara, I'm a person that I'm more in the administration side, and in the past, I think 4 or 5 years, I've just taken it out of my own world and just for the love of Allah, SWT, just to serve the guests of Allah. I started this cooking in the kitchen in Azizia first, especially where there is not for the kitchen. But alhamdulillah, I mean, cooking onto the big stoves, on the gas stove, and I manage it, alhamdulillah. And I must say this very out of my heart, and I feel very sad that this came in from the love from my aunt who passed away, who used to cook, and I think everybody in Indonesia knew her, and she was Aminata from Extension 5. And you know, at that time when she used to cook, I was always around, and she used to call me a tomboy and said, oh, you will never cook, but you must watch what I do. And believe you me, I've gone into that touch of what she used to do, and I always think of her, and Allah give her the highest rank of Jannah. Ameen. And I always, you know, think of how she used to cook all these lovely dishes. And it just come out of from the will of Allah that, you know, I'd love just doing this just for the Hujjaj to be happy. You know, and being here in Azizia last year, and I think a lot of people have been around this area where you don't get much food. There is outlets, but obviously the Egyptian style, the Turkish style, the Arab style, and one misses home. So when I bring people to Azizia, I take them home away from home. You know, you in Azizia with an environment of a family environment. So with the cooking, it makes everybody get together, you mingle together, and this meal just comes out of me, and I just prepare these dishes, and alhamdulillah, it was superb.
Alhamdulillah. Now, Fazila, how do you decide on a menu for the Hujaj for breakfast and lunch or maybe supper?
Well, I must say, Sister Mara, as you know as well last year, you know, I just set up these menus for the breakfast on a daily basis, which I never repeat, nor do I repeat any of my meals, whether it's lunch or supper. And it's just, yes, it is a heavy, it's a good menu. I don't just do any kind of meal like where one would do for a big number of 150 to 200. And it just comes in automatically. For example, the first day I started off with curry kichri because everybody here was, you know, you never get curry kichri in Medina or Mecca, but I did it for them. And from there on, I started meals with the other menus that I had. Alhamdulillah. The helpers that I have here is obviously the local helpers, a few of them, which they're very advanced with me because, I mean, they're quite experienced with me for years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you won't believe me, the food for lunch is already cooked at 8 o'clock, still closed and ready to serve, that's all.
Yes, I've seen the picture sent me earlier on, yes. All the bain-maries are all ready, and they really look divine. Now, Fazila, cooking for a huge amount of people, how do you manage? Do you have helpers? Do you follow a specific recipe?
Wallahi lazeem, a lot of people that witness me every day in the morning know I don't. I don't. I just take the ingredients, the spices as it comes when I look at the quantity. And I have a neighbor that's with me as well, the Kapoor family. And Auntie Fazila, we know you as an office lady and not a cook. How do you do this without measurements? I said, well, it's exactly what I said earlier on. That my aunt used to do this, and I have the very same touch of hers.
Yeah. Okay, lovely. Fazila, do you take your spices with you from South Africa?
Yes, I do. I bring the ginger garlic, I bring all the spices, and I grind my, what you call the biryani mixture, everything. I do it on the other side, and I bring it. Because you do the spices here, but obviously not like our standard of spices, especially the ginger garlic, especially the, you know, the red masala, the garam masala, all that. I bring it packed from South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yes, lovely. Now, Fazila, what type of foods do the Hujjaj really like?
Well, with the menu that I set it out, they would never expect it what I did on the menus. If I said I did butter chicken already yesterday, then I did roast chicken with chips and creamy vegetables, then I did apni today, and then I did curry kitri, as I told you the first day. Then I did, what was the other day, the biryani, which I did on Sunday. I did all kinds of menus.
Mm-hmm, yes. And besides food, what about desserts, salads? Do you also prepare them?
Yes, I do a salad spread. Then I do a dessert, like today I did a caramel pudding as well. And it just comes in. And I mean, you can prepare quantities of these things in Azizia. And I must say, there are ladies, mashallah, you know, the hajis are a bit bored as well. So you get some of the ladies that are domesticated. They do come down to the kitchen. Can we help you? Can we do this? As you're speaking to me, I gave them the salads to prepare, and they're busy doing it. And they did it well, very, very well.
Yes, alhamdulillah. And I must say, we enjoyed the braai last year as well. And one of my favorite meals was the curry kitri. Yes, yes. Fazila?
Now, you know, when you're around here, just to get in touch with one another, to touch base with hajis, then you just break this, you know, the ice in between. And then you just want to have this braai to take you back home.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely, yes. It was basically home away from home. Fazila, finally, your message to the listeners, hours away from the 5 days of Hajj.
Well, you know, if you look at it, and I'm sure a lot of South Africans have watched me on ITV yesterday as well, and I gave them a briefing of the 5 days that's coming way forward, which is we're going, inshallah, on Saturday, starting off the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah. And, mashallah, I think everybody is well prepared for it. We've already also marked our camps already in those areas, which is Camp A and Camp C. And I think every Haji is looking forward to it, especially having our ulama, that's Musa Akhudi, that's with us, have already put this to, you know, into the mode and into the mood of Hajj already. And I think everybody is spiritually inclined already and set to wait for the 5 days. And inshallah, Al-Aziz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for one and all, and also having a weather being very hot these days. But inshallah, it will be easy for one and all.
Inshallah, Ameen. Fazila, all the best to your Hujjaj as well. Allah Ta'ala grant you a Hajj Maqbool, Hajj Mabroor. Remember us in your du'as. And yes, all the best to you as well. And Jazakallah for this lovely interview on a different one on the cooking spot as well. And salams to all the Hujjaj there as well.
Jazakallah, and salams to one and all back home as well. And I want everybody to make dua for everybody as well. And we will, our hearts are with you, your hearts are with us as well. And please do make dua, and we will also make dua. And I've informed all South Africans here on the day of Arafat as well. And while they will be in Iran from the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, make dua for our water in South Africa, and to make it easy for us all back home in South Africa.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Have the Sahawa as well.
Yes, okay. We're going to go for a short break now. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Sister Hava Valley from Indonesia, and she's also in Azizia, and she's going to be telling us about her experience. So stay tuned. A short break now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Well, online from Azizia, we're joined by Sister Hava Bibi Valley, a dentist as well. And I think the last time we spoke to Hava Bibi was when she was about to depart for Hajj. So she was quite emotional. Well, now we got to online from Azizia. Assalamu alaikum, Hawa, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Amara, and greetings to everybody streaming all the way from the Hajj hotspot of Azizia on these Mubarak days of Dhul Hijjah, all in the spirit of Hajj. Alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah, Hawa. Hawa, I've got a very special guest in the studio, and it's Auntie Maryam Valley.
Hey,
how are you?
Alhamdulillah, Auntie Maryam, how are you? You are in my thoughts and in my du'as all the time. And thank you for helping with all my preparation, my gift that you gave me for Hajj. And I just want to say you're so special to us.
Ameen, ameen. And Auntie Maryam is joining me today on the recipe segment. We're going to be sharing some lovely recipes for Eid. We're actually sharing a butterfly chicken recipe and a murky bar soji recipe. But that's coming up later on in the program. How is your journey been thus far?
So, Mara, the last time we spoke, I was doing all the spiritual preparation, and I said Hajj is a journey of love for your Creator and a journey of sacrifice from worldly comfort. Today I'm adding Hajj is a journey of du'as. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a du'a'u mukhul ibad. Supplication is the essence of worship. And in Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Uni astajib lakum, call upon me and I will answer you. Then regarding these du'as, we all know that there are certain times when du'as are readily accepted, like at the Hajj, after Fajr Salah, at Iftar on a Friday. But here the Hajjis are so fortunate. Here there are times of acceptance as well as over 16 places of Qubuliyat. So Alhamdulillah, we're having golden opportunities to engage ourselves fervently in du'a at these sacred and auspicious places.
Yes, absolutely, Hawa. And you were so fortunate, yes. Now, what does the haram in Mecca look like today?
The haram is packed to capacity. The people who went last night for tawaf had to come back. Mm. There were no roads going through. And yesterday for the Zohar Salah, the masjid was blocked up at 11 o'clock. So lots of people get outside on the tiles and in the sun with lots of sabr and shukr. As far as the people in the haram are concerned, all are beautiful, different colors, different nationalities, different languages, but the same kalima, the same salah, the same tawaf. And if you take a closer look at each one, you'll find someone resembling a person back home.
Mm,
but
yes.
Here, each person is special, and each one has been handpicked by the Almighty to be on this epic journey.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, yes. Now, Hawa, we are almost near to the days of Hajj, basically hours away, like I said to Fazila earlier on. Are you doing special services?
No, I'm not. Hajj is here. It's just 2 days away. As Mulana Salim al-Zawad puts it, our crowning moment is almost here. But I'm a sister, Fazila Malik, under the New Heights banner. I think, Sister Mara, you advised me on that because you did it last year.
Yes.
And and everybody asks me why I'm not doing special services. I say because Fazila Malik is special services herself. So Auntie Fazila is going out of her way to make us feel at home. We're getting akni, biryani, kari kichri. And the place where we're staying at Azizia is most comfortable.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, yes, indeed. Yes, very, very comfortable. Home away from home. Now, from what I remember, the building is very close to the Jamarat. In fact, a walking distance.
It's a walking distance. We took a walk up the other day just to orientate ourselves, get a sense of direction. But I was really surprised to find the graffiti on the Big Shaitan. It felt like the such. Don't tell anybody I said this, but on the Big Shaitan it's written push and play. And I was going to air Tuma. But then I thought it would mean I must carry a whole extra kilo of pebbles from the Khalifa.
Oh.
So I changed my mind.
Okay, Hawa. And yes, I remember, you know, it's not very far from the Jamarat. And did you climb those high stairs, you know, those 100 steps?
We had to go up the steps.
Yes, I remember those
morning,
steps.
We had lots of energy.
Yes. Now, Hawa, we're going to have to cut your interview a bit short because of the line as well and time constraint as well. Any messages to your family out there? Yes. Any requests as well?
Okay, I'll go through it fast. The first one for my son-in-law, my favorite person, Mohammed Fuad Motala. She's asking for helping me with my currency, my luggage, my shopping. I really appreciate it. And then for all my group chats, the Quran Khatam group, Nurul Islam group, the Ladies Extension 9 Security group, the Daily Zirud group at Najah Majid, the Valley Family Chat at Auntie Maryam, and the Hercules Street group, and the Ladies for the Pleasure of Allah. Jazakallah, and to everybody who brought me something when I left, I really appreciate it. I love you all, will remember you all. And to Sarah Bibi, who advised me to buy from the Khamsa Riyal shop, they don't exist, now you only get Khamsa Ashura shop. And so Samara, there's 12 representatives from Extension 9.
Yeah.
So Alhamdulillah, Extension 9 is very blessed. There's going to be 12 people putting our case forward, 12 ambassadors in the highest court.
Ameen, ameen.
And Jazakallah for playing my Nizam uncle, but I am from Medina Kasafariyad. Anyone who really appreciates this Nizam as much as I do, please make dua for me that Allah accepts my Hajj. And all the listeners, please forgive me if I hurt, as I'm still crawling. I love you all. And then one more thing to Samara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna likulli shay'in shizatan, wa likulli shizatan satra. For every, and after every enthusiasm, there is a slowing down. So to make my enthusiasm linger a bit longer, all my sisters, please visit me when I get home. It's called Hajj Ahajiyani.
Absolutely, Ava. And when do you arrive back home?
See, I think about the 18th or 19th of September. And then just to my family, especially my mother, before I get emotional, please make that mask.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakallah, Ava, you all making us emotional here again in the studios as well. And memories of my Hajj last year as well. May Allah grant you a Hajj Mabrur, Hajj Maqbool. Remember us all in your du'as in the 5 days of Hajj. And salams to all the Hujjaj out there. And remember to stay hydrated all the time during the 5 days. I think it's very, very, very important. And you go well, Ava.
And people are very generous here. People are extremely generous. Yesterday we had a man just giving out some water in the Haram.
Yes.
So for every tawaf round I came, he said, Allah namahamu, zamzam tiyo, and he was going on chanting the same thing. So for every round I came, I just wanted to go and fill up my own zamzam.
Allah reward him in abundance. Yes. Very, very good gesture. Allah reward him in abundance, Ava. And all the best to you, and you go well. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakallah. Wa alaikum salam.
Well, Auntie Mary, I'm so emotional. I'm really so emotional. I'm thinking of my Hajj last year. A little accept, yes. Let's go for a short break. When we come back, the cooking segment, we're going to first share with you the recipes. So get your pens and papers ready. Butterfly chicken recipe and a milky bar soju recipe. Thereafter, we're going to open the lines for any of your questions or concerns on cooking. Auntie Mary is an expert in cooking, and she'll be able to answer your questions. So stay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. Let's now go on to the recipe segment of the program. I will be opening the lines later on in the program after we share the recipes. And you can actually call in 011-854-1548, SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648. We're also on Twitter at Amara Radio Islam, also on Instagram Amara _Mullah. Well, Auntie Miriam Belli is my guest in the studio. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Miriam, and welcome back.
Thanks
good to have you in the studio again. Very emotional before the break.
It is, definitely.
Your knees are yes. And I must say,
looks like the valleys are making a top hit.
I think the Extension 9, because you're an Extension 9, and if it's like an Extension 9, Hava's an Extension 9, I'm also an Extension 9.
Oh, my goodness me.
Yes. Okay. Let's begin with the butterfly chicken recipe, Auntie Miriam.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope you enjoyed the last recipe that I gave you, and I think I had a very good response. Thank you for all the people calling in, but I'm sure that you're going to enjoy this recipe as well. It's called the butterfly chicken recipe. Masala ingredients. This is what you require. 1 heap dessert spoon red ginger garlic masala, and I would advise you to have it red. It must be with the garlic in it.
Okay.
1 level dessert spoon of crushed garlic flakes. That's the ready-made garlic flakes that you get through all over the spice shops. 1 dessert spoon rough salt, 2 dessert spoons fine dana, preferably the white dana, otherwise it makes the chicken a bit black.
Black, yes.
1 dessert spoon red fine chilies. You can use a little extra if you feel that you'd like it stronger.
Okay.
1 teaspoon crushed peppercorn. It must be a heap teaspoon, and it must be crushed. It must not be fine.
Okay.
A 1/2 teaspoon saffron strands boiled in a little water. 1 teaspoon turmeric, that is a red. 1/4 cup white vinegar. This has to be white vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
1/4 cup oil. The oil can be of your choice. You can use canola oil, olive oil, sunflower seed oil, any of the oil that you preferably use at home.
Okay.
The method, mix all the ingredients together and put through food processor. it's got to go through a food processor so that all of the spices are well blended. Make deep slits to the chicken, and it must be deep so that the masala will penetrate right into the muscles, into the meat. Apply masala all over chicken and leave it marinated overnight. Please, so if you are going to prepare it for Eid, I would advise you Eid is on Monday, so prepare your masala in advance, marinate it on Sunday evening, Sunday afternoon, and leave it in the fridge overnight.
Okay.
The next morning, you will add a little ghee to a pot, and it must be a nice flat large pot that will keep your chicken flat.
Okay.
Allow the ghee to sizzle. Add chicken and cook on medium heat until well done. It must be well done, but there must be enough moisture. You must retain some moisture. It's very important. It mustn't go dry. For the sauce, you will require the following ingredients. You can prepare the sauce in advance and as well. You can prepare it on Sunday and put it over it when you cook it. One dark red bell pepper, a medium size one. One ripe tomato. It must be ripe. It must not be the tomato that's hard.
Okay.
It's got to be a soft, ripe tomato. A half a cup of tomato puree. A quarter cup sour lemon. One level dessert spoon fine salt as required. The salt you will use as you need. Some people like it salty, others prefer it mild. One dessert spoon chicken spice, and I think we've left out an ingredient that is very important here. One dessert spoon barbecue spice.
Okay.
One dessert spoon Shan chicken tikka. Now this is I think most of the spice shops have it. It's called Shan tikka.
Yes.
If you don't have the Shan tikka, I'm sure you can use any other tikka.
There's so many other brands.
Even
the Amina's one.
Yes, I normally use the Shan tikka.
Shan, okay.
Okay. One dessert spoon fine red chilies. This is extra. If you want it a little stronger, some people like their flavor to be strong, so you can add an extra dessert spoon or half a dessert spoon, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
1 teaspoon white pepper and 1 teaspoon thyme. Now, if you want to use the thyme, that's fine. If you feel that you don't want it, it's optional, you can leave it out. The method is as follows. I'm sorry, I think I've left out 2 ingredients. A third cup of melted butter and a third cup of water.
Okay.
The method for the sauce, mix all the ingredients together. Cook mixture on a medium heat, slow to medium. It must blend well for approximately 6 to 7, maybe even 8 to 9 minutes, until it is well blended, until the mixture is thoroughly blended into each other. And once that is done, you add this mixture to your butterfly chicken just before you serve it. Allow to simmer with the sauce for about 6 to 7 minutes. Alternatively, if you don't want to add the sauce to the chicken, you can brush the chicken with the sauce and grill it in an oven preheated 180 degrees, or it's better to just put the oven on grill.
Okay.
Put the oven on grill.
Yeah.
Brush the sauce brush the sauce on the chicken and grill it until it is golden brown. But I would advise you to brush it a number of times. So what you do is As it is grilling, you take the chicken out, brush it again, turn it over, brush it, and it until it is golden brown.
Okay,
it is a bit of time consuming, but I believe it or not, it will be very, very divine. And until it becomes nice and golden brown, and then you remove it. You can serve it with any of the side dishes that you like.
Okay.
You can have chips, you can have rice, you can have veggies. Any of the dishes that you
feel. And it's a nice saucy chicken.
It's a sauce. The one that's not grilled is saucy. This one will be dry.
Okay, lovely. Okay, let's go on to the next recipe, Auntie Miriam.
Now, this is
the milky baso.
It's a milky baso. I don't know if anybody has made this milky baso, but it is a very divine recipe. And I've tried it. I've used it for a number of occasions, and I think it goes very well, especially on an Eid's day. The ingredients that you'll require: 1.5 cups soji, that is semolina, 1/2 cup of ghee, 1/4 cup of oil. If you don't want to use oil, then you can use 1/4. That means that you're going to use 3/4 cup of ghee.
Okay.
But right. I normally mix mine with a bit of oil.
Okay, 1/2 ghee, 1/2 oil.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
1/2 cup of powdered plum milk. 1/2 cup of Nestle cream, 1/2 slab of white baking chocolate, the Milky Bar one.
Okay.
4 cups of water, 1.5 cups of sugar. It must be heat if you want it sweet. If you want it mild, not too sweet, then you can keep it.
Okay. 1.5 teaspoon
crushed elachi, 2 dessert spoons rose water, 1/2 cup of sliced almonds, 1/4 cup of sultanas, 2 dessert spoons of pistachio sliced, 1/2 cup of coconut, and there should be elachi, 1 teaspoon of crushed elachi.
Okay.
I think it's not on the...
So we just need to add on elachi.
Yes, okay. Add on the elachi.
1 teaspoon of elachi.
Okay.
Okay.
So, the method. To a pot, add water, plum powder, sugar, Nestle cream, and Milky Bar white chocolate. Mix it well. Bring the mixture to a boil and keep it aside. Heat ghee and oil in a separate pot. Add soji and allow the mixture to braise until pink. Add milk mixture to the soji and stir thoroughly. Allow it to simmer for 10 to 15 minutes on slow heat. Stir a number of times. Add the almonds, sultanas, coconut, elachi, and the pistachios to the soji. And this will be ready to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Note, this is now very, very important. Before adding the milk, the mixture to the soji, before you add the milk to the soji, the milk mixture, the mixture must reach a boiling point.
Okay.
So, in other words, that when you're adding the this mixture, it must be boiling.
Boiling, yes.
And then you add it and just be very careful, the steam doesn't burn you.
Okay.
So, you keep your spoon in such a way that, you know, as you are pouring the mixture in, give it a good stir so that there are no lumps in
yes,
it at
it's
all.
Really lumpy.
It can become lumpy. But if you stir it thoroughly and rapidly, you won't find it lumpy. What I normally do, if you have a gas stove, I put 2 bricks onto the gas stove. Mm-hmm. I put a little wire, put 2 bricks onto it, and I put my pot over it, and that will prevent it from scorching.
Okay.
You know, that's a very good idea. It doesn't work on an electric stove, unfortunately.
No.
But if you are
using... You have to move your whole pot away.
That's right. But if you are using a gas stove, it works very well. I do it all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even your biryani, you know, once it's done and you feel that there's a little bit of water, just put 2 bricks over it, or any of your food, just put 2 bricks over the stove. and you'll find that it will simmer nicely without catching at the bottom.
Lovely. Okay. I'm going to ask our engineer to open the lines for any of your cooking questions or concerns with an expert here in the studio. Even if you're doing mass cooking at the moment, I'm actually an expert in cooking for a crowd. 011-854-1548. You can SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. Now, Jimmy, I've got a question here from a listener.
Yeah.
She says, okay, please help, how do I make a nice thick curry, chicken curry or mutton to eat with rice? I don't know, but when I make it, if I cut the onions for vagar or process it, they swim on top and my children don't like to see the onions and tomatoes.
Okay, this is now a very interesting question, and I think lots and lots of people have this problem. What I normally do is, I take dodi, that is marrow, or you can take brinjal, right? But once you must remember, brinjal goes very quickly black. So take a little bit of a dish with water and put a little bit of lemon juice so that it doesn't turn black. If you're going to use brinjal, that is eggplant. You take one onion, that's now for one chicken. You'll take one large onion, take one large brinjal, clean the brinjal and soak it in the lemon water. Okay, slice it up nicely. What I normally do is I remove the water, put it in a pot, and I add all the masalas to it. That is your ginger garlic masala, your dana, your jiru, your salt, everything that goes in it, with 2-3 tablespoons of tomato puree, and I add 2 cups of water and I allow it to simmer on slow heat.
Okay.
Once that's done, once you see that it has cooked well on slow heat, liquidize the mixture.
Okay.
Liquidize the mixture, and when you are braising your chicken, as you are braising your chicken, you add this mixture to it, and then continue braising it all the time, and you will find that it will give you a lovely thick mixture. So you will find that you won't have a problem that the liquid is thin, and there isn't enough sauce to go for everybody around with the rice.
What, even this is so interesting. This is something different. I'm learning another new method now. So this would do for mutton or chicken?
You can do it for mutton and chicken. You can use dodi, then you won't have a problem of soaking it in lemon water. If you take the dodi, you use the same procedure. Take a tender dodi, don't take one. Remove the pulps from the dodi, and then just cut it up into small pieces. Cut up your onion into small pieces. Allow it, add all the masala ingredients to it. A little bit of it. Just a half a teaspoon of ginger garlic masala, half a teaspoon of salt, half a teaspoon of arad, half a teaspoon of dana, half a teaspoon of jiru, and allow it to cook on slow heat until it is nice and soft. Then liquidize it and just add that to your mixture and then braise it. And you'll find that you'll have a nice thick sauce with your tarkari.
Okay. This one says, Salaam, Jazakallah to Auntie Miriam for all the lovely recipes. Ameen. Then sister from another sister says, Milky Bar Soji is divine. I also tried Auntie Miriam's biryani. It was lovely. Jazakallah. So lovely feedback coming through from listeners. Jazakallah. Then the sister, Jamila Manju from Pietermaritzburg, says, if the sister fries her onions till golden and then only adds her meat, the onions won't float at the end. Maybe she's not frying it enough.
No, you know, when you fry your onions, you must be very careful the type of onions you are going to use.
Okay.
You get the water onions, unfortunately, and if you have, and you're going to use the Magimix or you're going to use a food processor to cut your onions, it's going to be bring in a lot of water.
Yes.
With the result that because the water enters into the onion, it's not going to become crispy, and that is the problem. Once your onions are not crispy, it's going to float.
Rather shocking.
When you fry your onions, the most important thing is that you've got to slice your onions with your hands.
Okay.
There is a special slicer which the cooks normally use it, which doesn't make water. But unfortunately, I mean, everybody can't afford to have that. It's an expensive tool to buy. But use your hands. Slice your onions very thin. That's very important. Wipe it thoroughly with a paper towel. before you fry it. And do not fry it in hot oil. It must be medium oil.
Okay.
Until it is golden brown. It must not become black and it mustn't remain white either. Once it is golden, it is a pink, you know, a little more than pink in color, remove it, place it on a paper towel, let it squeeze your paper towel in such a way that the onions become completely dry with the oil, and then just crush it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And you will find that you will not have the problem at all. When you're making a vagar, that's a bit of a problem. So you have to use extra oil.
Yes.
So what you do is use the extra oil when you're making a vagar. Once the onions turn pink, remove the excess oil. And then you continue cooking your food. So you can't make, you cannot have the onions red unless you use extra oil.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem, unfortunately. You do get a lot of onions that are, of course, on the market that you can buy. Everybody can't afford it. But my advice is that if you buy onions, buy the good quality onions. The onions that are without the water.
Okay, which type of onions would that be?
Well, actually, you know, you just ask them for the first grade onions.
First grade onions.
You know, it's a bit expensive, but in the long run, you won't have the problem that you normally have. Because the rest of the onions, believe it or not, especially today, you'll find that most of the onions make a lot of water, and that applies to the potatoes as well.
Yes.
You'll find the water potatoes that will never cook.
They'll never cook.
Yeah. So if you find that you've got water potatoes, steam them first before you fry it.
Steam and then fry.
Steam. Steam
you have to find a water potato.
If you've got water potatoes now, you don't know how to get rid of the water, and it's not definitely not going to cook.
Yes.
So what you do is, I would advise you to steam your potatoes. Just take a little bit of water, allow it to steam, add a little salt so it will excess, you know, salt removes the excess water from the potatoes.
All right.
Okay. So if you put the potatoes in a little pot, put a little, sprinkle a little salt over it, you will find that the excess water will be removed. It will steam and then fry it in deep oil.
Then you can put it into your food.
Then you can put it into your food.
At least it's a way to use up water potatoes.
That's one of the ways to use up.
But then again, always buy potatoes that are up to date.
Yeah, up to date potatoes. But you know, sometimes everybody cannot afford to buy the up to date. Everybody can't buy A quality.
No,
It is expensive. There are people that have to cut their budgets, you know, and they've got to go cut their cloth according to, you know, what they require.
Can afford,
So you can't expect everybody to go for first grade things. Everybody cannot afford it. So there are ways that you can minimize your problems. So this is one of the ways that you can minimize it.
Okay. Let's try and squeeze our first and last caller because we're almost time to wrap up our program. Mm. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah.
Thank
and
you.
Assalamu alaikum to Auntie Maria.
Yes, and you call
it. Aren't you going to repeat the recipe for spatch cook?
For the butterfly chicken, unfortunately, I cannot repeat it again because due to time constraints, sister.
Yeah.
But what you can do is call Sister Faiza, okay, on 011-854-7022.
Just hold on. Just give me the number again, 854-7022.
Sister Faiza will keep a copy for you.
And they can call me.
And they can also call Auntie Maryam
on 011-854-2125. Please, if you do call me during lunchtime. It's from 1 to 2 or from 6 to 7.
Okay, it's 852?
854-2125.
Is Auntie Maryam's number.
Yeah, what time she said I must call?
Auntie Maryam, what time?
I will be at home during lunchtime now, that's today, or otherwise 6 to 7 in the evening, or between 6 and 8.
All right,
okay, between 6 and 8.
All right.
854-2125.
1825.
Alright, Jazakallah. Sister. Alaikum salam. Well, unfortunately, we've come to the end of a lovely, very lovely program today. I really enjoyed it. Kind of a mixed bag, you know, today. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah, madam. Jazakallah for joining me in the studio once again for the lovely recipe.
Inshallah, we will. I hope that everybody enjoy. Inshallah, everybody has a very happy, good, and nice Eid Mubarak to all. Inshallah, see you the next time.
Inshallah, Amin. Well, from me, Amara, you have a lovely Eid in Mubarak to all as well. And Jazakallah once again to Auntie Miriam, Jazakallah to my engineer as well. Mm-hmm. And if anyone wants to call Auntie Miriam, her number is 854-2125, and she will be available between 6 and 8 p.m. this evening. So, Jazakallah for that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.